The Senate is taking up a Pentagon spending bill totaling $768 billion. It passed in the House yesterday, and this is considered a no-doubter bill in Washington, passes every year. Still, a big measure on cybersecurity got dropped out at the late hour. This is hacking continues, disabling hospitals and grocery stores, a major pipeline, as you may recall. Let's talk now to Jenna McLaughlin. She's NPR cybersecurity correspondent. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Scott.
Now, this cybersecurity provision left out would have required companies to tell the government that they've been hacked. And cybersecurity pros tell us that this quick disclosure is really critical, right?
Yes, Scott. So specifically, it would have required certain critical industries like energy and transportation to tell the government when they've been breached within 72 hours. So it's not even as broad as the entire private sector. And it also would have required companies to report when they pay a ransom to cyber criminals. Cybersecurity experts I spoke with said that this was an important start. A huge percentage of digital attacks still go unreported. Companies are kind of understandably fearful of blowback or liability. It's not fun to talk about being hacked. But the government needs this information in order to defend against attacks.
Right. And it is the idea that if they know quickly, then they perhaps can look quickly for the bad guys before too much time passes?
Exactly. Once they have information about a specific breach, they can look for those same signs and signals and help protect against other companies before the bad guys get in.
Now, this has been quite a year for ransomware. Hackers that get in and they hold people's data for ransom, they've gone after hospitals and governments, big pipeline, and often the victims pay, which presumably encourages the bad guys to be bad again. So without any policy changes, is this likely to keep going?
So it's probably not ever going to completely stop, no matter what Congress or White House does. I mean, no matter how many years the FBI and law enforcement try, there's always going to be crime. But lawmakers and cybersecurity experts agree that they need to make it harder for these criminals. And it is starting to work. One cybersecurity executive I spoke with said that some ransomware criminals are talking about avoiding U.S. critical infrastructure because of the heat that they got over Colonial Pipeline. At the time, the U.S. government recovered a big part of the money from that ransom. It was $2.3 million. And General Nakasone, the director of NSA and Cyber Command, confirmed last weekend that the U.S. government launched offensive cyber operations against ransomware criminals. But Congress plays an important role in giving the government the authorities it needs to regulate the private sector. Clearly, incentives are not currently aligned for companies to report breaches willingly.
Yeah. And I do recall cybersecurity professionals saying that it's important to make it costly, to make it painful, right, for the bad guys, which is what you're talking about. I guess in general, is there a consensus on what governments can do and what they should do?
So I think there's probably a lot to unpack there, but I when it comes to incident reporting requirements specifically, there's not a full consensus on that. There is some concern that mandating a certain number of hours to report this information to the government might hamstring small companies. They have limited resources, but information sharing is really important, and clearly something needs to change.
And finally, any idea, Jenna, why this provision got left out of the bill in the late hours? Is this unusual for one of these must-pass bills?
Unfortunately, it's not too uncommon for things to get yanked from big bills at the 11th hour, although there were bipartisan support efforts for this effort for months. Senator Rod Portman just days ago described the amendment and cybersecurity generally as a national security issue. But what it came down to was when some top Republicans, specifically Senator Rick Scott of Florida, he wanted to narrow the scope of industries that would be included in the cybersecurity regulations. He said he was concerned about small businesses not being able to comply. And then as a result, he decided to block the provision entirely.
Jenna McLaughlin is NPR cybersecurity correspondent. Jenna, thank you.
Thanks so much, Scott.